anyone who couldn't make it, last week this church experienced Pentecost. Now, it may have come a week early, but in the fellowship hall, gathered around tables with people some of us have known for a long time and some that we had just met, we experienced the gift of the Holy Spirit. Last week, our Spanish language worship group invited all of us into a celebration for one of their members' first birthdays. And instead of just having the party with themselves, they decided to invite the entire congregation. It was an amazing celebration with fantastic food. We all came together for a common purpose last week, for the purpose of celebrating a little girl's birthday. We came together because we love our church and we love what God is doing in it. We came together in spite of the fact that for years we have struggled to understand one another. And I don't mean that in a theological sense. I mean in a literal sense, because not many in our congregation speak Spanish. And so we have been together as a church, but we have longed for the chance to connect more deeply. Well, last Sunday, with tables set and a meal made ready and a homemade birthday cake that may have been the most amazing birthday cake I've ever eaten, we came together. And like this passage in Acts, it was as if the Holy Spirit fell on that room. And despite whatever language barriers we might have, we understood one another. Meaning we understood that we love one another, that we love God, and that our purpose here is so much bigger than language can ever contain. You see, a similar thing happened for those people who were gathered in Jerusalem on that Pentecost day. They were gathered together for a common purpose. Pentecost, you see, is first and foremost a Jewish holiday. It is the Jewish festival that celebrates both the spring harvest and the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. And it happens every year, 50 days after the Passover. For Jewish people, this is not a minor holiday. The giving of the law at Mount Sinai was the birth of the Jewish people. That is where they went from being just different families spread out to being a people. And so in Acts, on that day of Pentecost, all those gathered together were there for a common purpose. And what happened was powerful. In Acts, Peter, after experiencing the gift of the Holy Spirit, stands up. He finally sees his opportunity to speak and to be heard. And what does he do? He digs deep into his roots, deep into who he is, and he quotes from the prophet Joel. Now, Joel was a prophet who wrote in Jerusalem after the exile. And his words sound like a prediction of the end times. And we Presbyterians don't talk a whole lot about the end times. So we may wonder, when we hear this passage, how is this a message of hope? But think about it. For Joel, for a person coming out of exile, to talk about God bringing about an end doesn't mean a message of destruction. It means a message of liberation. He is saying that God is bringing about an end to oppression, an end to exile, an end to all of those things that had separated those people from being the covenant people God had made them to be. That Sinai moment. He's saying, no longer will these things hold you back, because we can come back to the community that we are a part of. And Peter is saying the same thing. He's saying to these Jewish people who are now under the oppression of Rome, he's saying this end times passage, that it doesn't mean fire and destruction and brimstone. It means a message of liberation, where the Holy Spirit, where God, where Christ will bring about an end to oppression, an end to hatred. He is saying that a new world is beginning and that they are being commissioned to be a part of it. This is Pentecost. This is what the Holy Spirit can do. The Holy Spirit can put an end to once was and chart a course for something entirely new. This is what can happen. But first, we have got to show up. When I was in college, I had the opportunity to live for a time in Budapest, Hungary. And while I was there, I would volunteer a few days a week in a neighborhood community center that was for Roma teenagers. Now, if you don't know, Roma is the correct term for the group of people who are commonly referred to as gypsies. And all across Europe, this is a group of people who are so held back, so oppressed, treated so badly, and yet we know so little of it. But when I was there in Hungary, I would go and I would be a language partner for teenage girls. And they thought I was ridiculous. They thought that my style was horrible. This frumpy American who would show up every time with a ponytail and a t-shirt and baggy jeans on, while they had this flair and this fashion that I was nowhere near. And they thought that my feeble efforts at speaking Hungarian were hilarious. They would laugh at me, and I would just trust that their laughter was rooted in kindness. But we all came together for a common purpose. We came together because we wanted to learn from one another. Well, finally, after a couple of months, one of them talked about how much she loved dancing. And somehow, across the language barrier, I said, "Why don't you show me how you like to dance?" And they thought it would be funny to get this awkward American to try to dance the way that they did. So we got up from our desks, and we went over to a larger space, and Zoltan, who ran the community center, turned on some music. And slowly, this tutoring session turned into a dance party. And everybody came, people who weren't there for tutoring. We just danced. And it was as if the Holy Spirit connected us in a way we'd never been connected before. From then on, we still struggled to speak to one another. We still laughed as we fumbled through Hungarian and fumbled through English. But something was different. We had had a moment. We had that spark where the Spirit showed up, where the barriers that had been there had fallen away, where by the grace of God, we had found some common ground and something new was born. This is Pentecost. Walter Brueggemann once said of Pentecost that it is the moment when gestation ceases and birthing occurs. He said, "Pentecost is both an end and a beginning, the leaving behind of that which is past and the launching forth into that which is only now beginning to be." The Reverend Danielle Schroyer says something similar. She writes that without Pentecost, we are just people who tell Jesus's story. With Pentecost, we are people who live into Jesus' story. Friends, we have been graced with the gift of Pentecost. It is part of our heritage as followers of Jesus and can continue to be part of our experience. But we need to show up. We need to get outside of our usual circles and come together on common ground. Because Pentecost tells us that God is in the business of making community, of bringing an end to division and hatred, and birthing something new, something powerful, something holy, in fellowship halls, in community centers, in choir lofts, at service sites, or in a sanctuary. Where might God make of us a new community? With Pentecost, we receive this good news again and again, that with God, anything is possible. To which we say, thanks be to God. Amen.